有一天在某种可能情况下我会得到。
The reason we have hope is that we have faith in the fact that one day the thing I hope for will come true.
所以如果没有信心的话，我们不会有盼望的。
So without faith, there could be no hope.
我们在座有很多学生。
We have many students among us today.
我们为什么读书呢？
Why do we go to school?
因为我盼望有一天我可以毕业。
Because one day I hope to graduate.
我可以得到一个学位。
That I can receive a diploma.
我为什么会有这样盼望呢？
Why do I have that hope?
因为我后面有一个信心说我一定会毕业，我会得到那个学位嘛。
Because I have faith in the fact that I can graduate and that I will receive the diploma.
如果我没有信心会毕业的话，我就不会继续读下去了。
If I didn't have that faith that I would graduate, I wouldn't be in school.
你毕业以后想要找一个工作，那是你的盼望。
And of course, we also hope that once we graduate, we can get a job.
而且是一个好的工作,
and that it's a good job.
为什么我会希望有一个好的工作呢?
Why do I hope that I'll have a good job?
因为在我这个希望的后面，我相信有一个信心，我相信我可能会得到一个好的工作。
Behind that hope, I have faith that there is a job out there that I can get.
我们当中有很多还在等候绿卡的。
And there are many of us who are waiting for green cards.
你为什么等候绿卡呢?
Why are you waiting on it?
因为你知道那个假以时日，你已经申请了，到时候一定会给你的。
Because you know that on a certain day of a certain month of a certain year, you had already put in your paperwork. You're just waiting for the paperwork to go through.
我们当中有很多单身的。
And there are many of us who are single.
我们也许在期望将来一个很美完好的婚姻。
And so we're hoping for a wonderful marriage.
为什么有这样一个盼望呢?
Why do we have that hope?
因为我相信我以后可能会有一个很好的婚姻。
Because we have faith in that that will come true.
所以信心是盼望的根基。
So hope, faith is the basis of hope.
后面如果没有那个信心在拖着的话，这个盼望是没有办法存在的。
So if we did not have faith in the things that we hope for, then we hope in vain.
信心也是会产生知识，它是知识的来源。
And faith is also the basis of knowledge.
我们刚刚读第三节里面说，我们因着信就知道世界是借着神的话造成的。
For by faith we understand, or by faith we know that the universe was formed by God's command.
信心是会产生知识的。
That faith is the basis of all knowledge.
所有的研究都是起源于我们对某个领域有所信心。
The reason why we explore knowledge is that we have faith in that field of knowledge.
没有一个人会去尝试一个不可能成功的研究的。
Because nobody goes to research a thing that's impossible.
我为什么朝这个领域去研究呢?
Why do I study this certain field?
因为我后面有一个信心认为说这个领域我继续研究下去，我一定会得到某些我该知道的东西。
That if I continue this field of study, I will reap the fruits of my work, hard work.
所以借着信心我们会得到知识。
So faith is also the basis of knowledge.
所以这两节经文让我们知道说信心会产生盼望。
That faith gives us hope.
那这个盼望呢，也就会引导我们这一人生你的追求的目标。
And this hope guides us to the goals that we seek after in life.
同样信心也会产生知识。
That second, faith leads us to knowledge.
你的后面的人生观，你的世界观，你的信心是如何，那就会决定你对你人生的看法。
And so because of your faith, it will affect your worldview and the way you interact with the world.
因为那是你的兴趣所在。
Because that's where your interests
are. 你相信这个系统的存在。
You believe in a certain system.
所以你会继续花时间在这个领域里面来推敲去研究，以至于得到你该得到的知识。
And therefore you will study it and you will learn from it, in which you can gain knowledge.
所以我们在这里看到信心是何等的重要。
So we see the importance of faith.
它会决定我们人生的目标，也会决定我们对人生的看法。
It determines our goals in life, it determines our outlook from life.
信心不是一个很抽象的东西。
Faith is not an abstract thing.
事实上是我们日常生活所需的。
It's something we need every day.
我们做任何事情都需要信心的。
Because everything we do comes out of faith.
因为我们每天都充满了不同的盼望。
Because we have different hopes.
刚刚我们讲了，盼望的后面一定有信心的。
And we hope because we have faith.
你做任何事情都需要有些许的信心的。
Everything you do is an act of faith.
你为什么坐飞机呢?
Why do you fly in a plane?
你坐飞机之前你就坐了嘛，是吧？
Because, you know, when you board a plane, you get into it, right?
那为什么突然听到一个新闻说那个某架飞机被飞弹打下来，你就不敢坐了？
Why is it that, you know, when you hear the news, oh, a certain airline, they had their plane shot out of the sky by a missile, so now you don't want to sit in the plane anymore.
因为你的信心动摇了。
Because your faith has wavered.
我们做很多事情，事实上在无形当中，我们都已经不断的在使用我们的信心了。
That, in everyday life, we are already unconsciously exercising our faith.
只是我们没有仔细去想，我们以为这习以为常，事实上我们都一直在使用信心的。
But we often take it for granted. What we don't realize is that we are constantly living out acts of faith.
我几十年前我还在研究所，刚刚拿到 master 之后。
And so I had just gotten my master's degree a couple, a couple of years
long,
ago.
Long time, decades ago.
So a couple decades ago.
那个时候我们全班中国人都出去找工作。
And so at that time, all of the Chinese people in the same class as me, we all went out looking for jobs.
哎，我们为什么通通出去找工作？
Why did we all go out looking for jobs?
哎，我们都有一个盼望，我们有一个信心，认为我找得到工作。
We all had the faith that we could gain employment.
结果全班只有一个老钟找到工作。
And of that whole class, only one guy ended up being employed.
他还不告诉我们他怎么找到的。
And he didn't tell us how he got his job.
后来才发现一个秘密啊。
And then, so then we discovered his secret.
因为他有绿卡。
He had a green card.
结果剩下所有的老钟全部去考 PhD.
And so all of the remaining people, they ended up continuing their degrees and got a PhD.
这学校也知道嘛。
Because the school knew.
他看你这批人就知道你找不到工作的。
They took one look at you and they knew that it wasn't possible for you to get a job.
所以马上系主任有一封信就通知我们。
And so the dean of the school they sent all of us a letter.
哎，来考试，来考试，欢迎你继续读 PhD.
And yes, they said we encourage you to continue advancing your education with us.
所以我大概只准备了一个月的时间。
So I only prepared for about a month.
因为本来打算不是这样的。
Because that wasn't my original plan.
那时候全班都打算去找工作了。
Because we are all of us had thought to go looking for work.
哎，那信心没有了，马上换目标，得换一个另外一个盼望。
And so our hopes proved to be futile, and so we immediately switched goals.
我记得我那一个月在读，在这个准备预备考这个 PhD 啊。
And so I remember that month I was preparing.
那需要笔，先要笔试。
At first, it was a written exam.
那是要考很多很多不同的东西。
And so they would test us on many different things.
那只有一个月的时间是很紧张的。
And it was very nerve-wracking.
我印象很深的一件事情是这样。
And so something had at the time left a very deep impression on me.
有一天我从学校，大概从我的系馆走到这个图书馆的路上。
I was on my way out of my department into the library.
迎面就来了一个我们团系里的弟兄。
There was a brother who was in the same fellowship as I was.
他就跟我打招呼。
So he, you know, he waved hello.
弟兄啊，你有没有信心？
He said, "Brother, do you have faith?"
因为他知道我在准备考 PhD。
Because he knew that I was preparing for test.
我已经不记得我当时怎么回答他。
I don't remember what I said to him at the time.
但是这句话，你有没有信心，就一直存留在我的脑海里面。
But his question has left an impression on me.
事实上，我们每一天的生活不是都是这样吗
？Isn't that the way we live?
不管是别人问你，或者你自己问你自己，都是这个问题：你有没有信心
？Whether it's someone else asking you or you asking yourself. We have to live life asking the question, do you have faith?
我如果说有或是没有，我后面我就要考虑，我有的信心是什么，我没有的信心又是什么。
And so whether the answer is yes or no, we all have to examine ourselves. Well, what kind of faith do I have, or what kind of faith do I still lack?
所以我们今天要用这段经文来看一看，来分析一下我们的信心到底是什么样的信心。
And so let us examine ourselves today about what kind of faith we have.
刚刚我们读经文里面在第二节里面说古人有美好的信心。
Verse 2 of chapter 11 tells us that the ancients were commended for their good faith.
因为他们的信心呢成为良好的榜样。
That they have left this wonderful example for us.
那这个叫做美好的信心。
So this is good examples.
所以我们要知道今天用这段经文来衡量一下我们有的信心到底是不是好的信心。
And so today, when we look at ourselves, we have to ask ourselves the question, do we have that same kind of faith?
因为刚刚讲过信心太重要了。
It's very important because we just said how important it was to have faith.
因为好的信心会影响你人生的目标和你对人生的看法。
Because if your faith is in what is good, then your goals will be good and your outlook will be good.
这希伯来书十一章都在讲一个一个的例子，古人的信心。
And so, Hebrews chapter 11 gives us all these lists all these names of people who had faith.
我们今天要看的是前面的两个例子，一个是亚伯，另外一个是以诺。
And so today we're going to look at Abel and Enoch.
这两个人都比亚伯拉罕更早。
So these two were patriarchs who were older than Abraham.
如果是弟兄姐妹或基督徒应该知道，我们通常称亚伯拉罕叫信心之父，对不对？
So we usually call Abraham the father of faith.
所以这两个人比亚伯拉罕更早，他们也是信心的典范。
And so as people who lived even before Abraham, then they are also examples of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕是信心之父的话，这两个人是信心的祖父。
That if Abraham was the father of faith, then these two men would be the grandfathers of faith.
好，我们现在先来看亚伯和该隐的例子。
So let us first look at the story of Abel.
好，这个经文是记载在创世纪四章一到十节的地方。
And so if you want to look along with us, this is in Genesis chapter 4.
好，亚伯跟该隐是全世界第三个人跟第四个人。
And so Abel and Cain were the third and fourth human beings in the world.
所以你要大概想象一下当时的场景啊。
So, you know, I want you to think back and kind of try to imagine what it must have been like for them.
一开始只有一个人是亚当，对不对？
First, there was one man, Adam.
然后这个女人夏娃从亚当再造造出来。
And then second, Eve was created from Adam.
哦，所以他们两个不是按照正常的，他是被神直接创造。
That they were the first people directly, and they were directly created by God Himself.
那亚当跟夏娃呢，就生了第一代的人，第一代，这是第一代的人，就是该隐跟亚伯。
And then they gave birth to the first generation of men, who were Cain and Abel.
啊，哥哥是该隐，弟弟是亚伯。
And so the older brother was Cain, and the younger one was Abel.
啊，该隐这个哥哥是农夫，种田的。
The older brother was a farmer. He planted the fields.
那弟弟是放羊的。是畜牧业。
And the second was, he was a shepherd.
这个故事很简单。
And the story is very simple.
有一天神就说你们来献祭。
So one day God said, you know, give an offering to me.
这是历史上记载的第一次的献祭。
This was the first offering to God that is recorded in history.
什么指示都没有，就说你们来献祭。
There was no other direction, there were no other instructions, just come and worship me.
结果哥哥是农夫，当然就拿农产品献祭；弟弟是畜牧业，就用这个牲畜、牛羊来献祭。
And so Cain, being a farmer, he brought the fruits of his labor. And Abel, being a shepherd, he also brought the fruits of his labor.
结果圣经里面记载，耶和华神只接受了这个弟弟亚伯这个畜牧、这个牛羊的献祭，没有接受这个农产品，就是哥哥该隐的祭。
The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor.
就是哥哥就很生气了。
And so Cain was very angry.
为什么拿他的不拿我的？
He got very jealous, like, you know, on what basis do you accept him and not me?
结果这个愤怒呢，造成了全世界的第一次的凶杀案。
And because of this anger, it led to the very first murder incident.
就是这个全世界的第三个人杀全世界的第四个人。
That the third man in the world went and murdered the fourth.
哇，他一刀杀下去，死了所有人口的四分之一啊。
And by that one act of murder, one fourth of the world population died.
耶和华就因此就咒诅这个该隐。
And so Cain fell under God's curse.
好，这就是这样。刚刚我们讲的亚伯跟该隐啊，里面讲到说亚伯所献的祭是有信心，所以被神所接纳。
Hebrews tells us that Abel's offering he gave with faith and it was received with gladness.
好，我们现在来看一下耶和华神为什么喜欢亚伯的祭啊。
So why did God look upon Abel's offering with favor?
那很简单嘛，是态度的问题呢，还是祭物本身的问题？
Was it a matter of attitude or was it a matter of the gift?
是你献祭的态度的问题，还是你献上东西的问题？
That was, is it the, what was in your heart or what is on the offering plate?
好，神为什么喜欢呢？为什么喜欢亚伯的，不喜欢该隐的呢？
Why did he look on Abel's offering with favor?
好，我们先看第一个问题，态度问题，这很简单。
So in the matter of attitude, we know the answer to that one.
Oh, okay, 你看十一章第四节已经说了，因为一个有信心，一个没有信心，所以这纯粹是态度问题，没有问是态度的问题，所以神不喜欢这个该隐的，而接受亚伯的。
So again, by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did, and so It is the issue of faith.
好，所以这个第一个问题很容易就解决了。
So we know that the difference in the offerings is a matter of faith.
好，那我们看第二个问题啊。
Second.
啊，那祭物有没有问题呢？
Was there a problem in the offering?
这一段经文看不出来。
It's hard to tell.
所以我们要用一点脑筋来分析。
So we'll have to kind of analyze it a little bit.
好，我们第一个看啊。啊，素祭就是说，这个到后来，这个时候还没有发生。到后来，耶和华神，颁布律法的时候，也告诉人说，献祭的时候可以用素祭，就是说用农产品的。
That, you know, obviously this didn't happen yet, but eventually when God gave the law to the Israelites, that the grain offering or the non-meat offering basically was one of the offerings that were commanded by God.
所以你看，神所要求的祭里面有这个赎罪祭的那个是要用杀生的，但还有很多其他的。像感恩的这类的祭呢，都是用这个农产品啊、面啊这些东西。
And so, although all the sin offerings were required the shedding of blood, many of the other offerings, such as the Thanksgiving offering, the fellowship offering, those were all made with products of the soil. There we go.
对，所以我们如果认为说神喜欢。不喜欢该隐是因为他献的祭不对的话，这里好像有点问题啊。
So it doesn't seem like that God had a problem with the offering in and of itself.
因为神也要求可以献上牲畜的，也可以献上农产品的。
Because God doesn't seem to have a problem with the kind of offering.
好，我们再看第二个理由啊。
Let's look at the second question.
啊，该隐是农夫。
That Cain was he's a farmer.
啊，如果说神喜欢这个牲畜的血祭的话。那该隐是不可能献上这种祭品的。
That you know, if God has some kind of bias against non-blood offerings, then it would have been impossible for Cain to give any kind of offering that would have pleasing to God.
他是农夫，他只有农产品嘛，他要血祭，那他难道去偷他弟弟的羊吗
？That you know, all he grew were plants. So where was he going to get something that he could shed blood?
所以凭这两条，我们几乎可以断定说这个问题，神喜欢亚伯而不喜欢该隐，不是祭物的问题。
And so from this, I believe we can draw the conclusion that the problem was not with the offering.
一方面，神也明明的规定两种祭物他都接受。
Because God accepts both.
那另外一方面，因为这是他工作缘故，就该隐他不可能有那样的祭品，神不可能对他有这个他不可能做到的要求嘛。
And second,out of consideration for what Cain did, God was not going to make impossible demands of him.
对，我的职业就是这样，我不可能改变嘛。
Because this is my job, this is what I do.
所以他不能说这个时候要改变，他没有可以改进、改善或者努力的余地。
That there was nothing he could do to please God at that point.
所以神不应该这样的要求我嘛。
So God's not going to ask me to, ask the impossible of me.
如果是有些事情我可以改善、我可以改进或者我可以努力的话。那你可以要求我嘛，对不对
？Because you know it's reasonable to ask me the things that I can accomplish, right？
我跟王立卓有时候打电话去邀请朋友来教会。
So me and my wife, we often call up our friends to invite them to church.
我们大部分时候都邀不到人。
But nobody ever accepts our invitations.
本来人家要来的话，一打电话反而不来了。
That and a lot of times what ends up happening is.Maybe they wanted to come, and as soon as we called them, they wouldn't show up.
啊，我有一次跟王立卓，我们就讨论说，我们是不是技术上有问题啊
？And so I asked, you know, I was thinking about the matter with her, and I'm like, you know, is there something wrong with the way we invite people?
我们是不是有可以改进啊
？Is there something we can do to improve our technique?
我们是有什么地方我们还可以努力的
？Is there something we could do to be better at this?
后来王立卓下了一个结论。
And so my wife thought about it for a while, and she eventually came to a conclusion.
她说：“你看高音机请人一请就来了。”
That you know, if you look at our brother Gao, he you know anybody he invites shows up.
高音机高姐姐妹姐妹。
Oh, sorry, our sister Gao. Sorry, I'm really bad with names and faces. You know, anybody she invites shows up right away.
啊，为什么高音机一打电话人家就来
？So how come people she invites will show up right away?
王立卓说：“因为她长得漂亮。”
Because she's pretty.
那我就没有可以努力的余地了嘛。
Well, you know, you take a look at. So what can I do about that?
啊，这么老了还去买美容吗
？You know, could I go and get plastic surgery to make myself look better?
所以如果我没有可以努力的余地的话，你不可以要求我的嘛。
And so there's nothing I could do to make to. So there's nothing you could ask of me.
神为什么就拿亚伯的不喜欢该隐的
？So why did God accept Abel and not Cain？
神说我就是觉得你这个该隐看不顺眼，你没有他好看。
That you know did God was God showing any kind of favoritism to Abel because Abel was the better looking one？
那我好不好看？我没办法改变，我没办法努力嘛。
Because I can't change how I look, right? That's not something I can affect.
啊，因为该隐是农夫，我不喜欢你。他职业不能改变，那个时候不是那么容易改变的。
Or that he looked down on Cain because of his job. You know, in those days, you stayed in one job for life. You know, there's not this thing as changing careers.
而那个时候事实上第一次的献祭也不知道说神喜欢什么。
And this was the very first offering. God didn't say, you know, he didn't say, give me this thing.Or don't give me this thing.
所以根据这两条来判断呢，我们下一个结论说不是祭物的问题。
And so because of these various factors, I do believe that it was not an issue of the offering.
好，所以神喜悦亚伯的祭呢，纯粹是态度的问题，不是祭物的问题。
And so the reason Abel's offering was looked on with favor was a matter of the heart.
啊，真的是这样吗
？And is that true?
啊，如果经文读到这里的话，结论就是这样了。
And so, okay, so we make such a conclusion and then we end it here.
啊，那经文继续再读下去呢，就不太对劲。
But if we keep going, then let's look at it.
OK， 在希伯来书十二章二十四节这样说啊，新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
That in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24, it tells us that Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood, it speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
所以新约在这里把亚伯献祭流血这件事情跟耶稣流血献祭把它类比了。
That so here the New Testament draws a parallel between the blood of Abel to the blood of Jesus.
所以亚伯所献的祭跟耶稣所献的祭一类比的话就产生这样一个结果。
And so it draws this conclusion.
OK, 亚伯的血呢和基督的血是对应的。
That Abel is a type, He's a predecessor of Jesus. He foreshadows Jesus.
所以亚伯他虽然是一个谋杀事件，他也跟基督的死是一个对应的。基督也是被谋杀的。
For as Abel was murdered, so was Jesus.
那亚伯献祭，然后到最后自己也牺牲奉献上自己的生命，基督献祭不是也是这样吗
？Then Abel had given a sacrifice, and at the end he lost his life. What and didn't the same thing happen to Jesus?
所以这是亚伯事实上是神指示人类的第一次献祭。亚伯是第一个殉道者。而他的哥哥该隐呢，是第一个谋杀信徒的人。
And so that Abel, as the first, he was not just the first man who worshipped God, he was also the first martyr. And Cain was the first who persecuted the first persecution.
啊，所以如果按照这样来推理的话呢，啊，亚伯既然是基督的预表的话，那神只可能接受亚伯的祭，不可能接受该隐的祭。
That since Abel is a foreshadowing of Jesus, then Only Abel's offering would have been accepted.
你有没有看到一个这样推理下来的一个结果
？So do you make that connection in your head yet?
OK， 前面说不是祭物的问题，因为该隐不可能改进了，他就是农夫嘛。
That we said well by all logic it shouldn't have been an issue of the offering.
但是你注意看这后面的经文告诉我们说，亚伯是献祭，是基督献祭的预表，所以不管怎么说。不管是前面的情况怎么发生，神是一定就只能接受这个流血的祭，就是亚伯的祭。
That but if once we keep reading, we realize that no, it is a matter of the offering because only the shedding of blood can be is something that God can accept.
Yeah, 这是神他一定要血祭，他不可能在这个时候呢，他不可能要农作物，他一定要血祭。
That only the offering of blood can as a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice.
所以在这里我们得出另外一个结论说，亚伯的祭会被接受呢，是因为他祭物的问题。
And so Abel was acceptable before God because of his offering.
你注意看这个一道证明题，两边证下来结果不一样。
And so we looked at the same verse, and we ended up with two completely opposite conclusions.
啊，你如果在学校的话，当学生常常有的证明题，出一道证明题，你给我证明一下。
And so, you know, if you've ever been in school, you've probably been asked to make proofs.
这个命题，你给我证明一下是对还是错。
You know that you are to prove or disprove this proposition.
Okay, 你从这边这样证下来，结果发现是对的；从那边证下来发现是错的。然后你交上去跟老师讲说，你看我两个证明，一个答案是对的，一个答案错的。
And so, you know, you go through the proof one way and you end up with a positive conclusion. You go through the proof a different way and you end up with the opposite conclusion.
你猜你会得几分？
So if you turn in such a paper to your teacher, what kind of grade do you think you would get?
Okay, 不可以有矛盾的，在人的理性空间里面不可以有矛盾的事情产生。
Because human logic cannot accept contradictory ideas.
所以今天我们花一点时间来推敲在圣经里面看这个我们理性上很难接受的一个矛盾的概念。
And so what we need to deal with then is this apparent contradiction.
我们刚刚一直在讲说亚伯的祭为什么会被神接受。
So again, back to that question of why was Abel's offering acceptable for God?
当我们在讲为什么的时候，我们在推敲原因嘛，说可能是祭物的问题啊，可能是态度问题，对不对？
And so we thought, well, was it an attitude issue? Was it an offering issue?
这种人类可以用逻辑来推敲的，我们叫做在地上的因果关系。
And so these are the issues of cause and effect in the world.
这个在改革宗神学里面呢，叫做第二因 ，the second cause.
So this is what we in the Reformed tradition called the second cause.
就是说在地上的因果逻辑可以人可以了解可以研究可以推敲出来的因果关系。
That this chain of cause and effect is something that we can figure out through just pure logic.
我举个例子大家就明白了。
Let me give you an example.
我为什么我最近突然的脖子不能动了。
So, you know, I don't know if you know, but recently I've been having a crick in my neck.
后来医生问我说最近干什么，后来发现说吹电风扇，医生说你受凉了。
And so I went to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, he asked me, well, did you do this, that, or the other? And it turns out because I've been sitting under a fan for half the day. He says, that's the problem.
因为我吹电扇着凉，所以我脖子不可以动。这地上的因果关系，这叫第二因。Okay.
And the cold air was giving me muscle spasms, and this led to the crick in my neck. So these are all secondary causes.
Okay, 我开车在路上开车，不小心跟人碰车了。
Or I'm driving on the road and I get into an accident with somebody.
警察来了。
And here comes a policeman.
就问你说怎么样，发生什么事？
He'll ask you, well, what happened?
然后又去问另外一个人发生什么事？
And then he'll ask the other guy, well, what happened?
然后他就记录，对不对？
And then he'll write down all of his notes.
然后他也许给你一张罚单，不然给他一张罚单。
And then either you end up with a ticket or he ends up with a ticket.
警察在做什么？
What's the policeman doing?
他在分析地上的这个第二个因果关系，他要知道为什么是谁的问题嘛。
He's analyzing all of the secondary causes to assign fault to the accident.
我们在座很多很年轻的啊。
There's many of us who are very young.
不信我告诉你，不管你多年轻，你有一天都会死。
And no matter how young you are, one day you're going to die.
死亡的那一天啊。
The day you die.
那个医生啊会来。
The doctor is going to come.
要开一张死亡证明书。
He's going to make a death certificate out for you.
里面有一栏叫做死因，死亡原因。
And so there's a little box he has to fill out called cause of death.
心脏病。
You know, heart attack,
糖尿病
diabetes,
等等的原因，所以这个人死亡。
This person died.
这是什么原因呢？
What kind of cause is that?
这个叫第二因，地上的因果关系。
That's the secondary cause.
这是人的理性，人的知识可以推敲出来的因果关系，这叫第二因。
The secondary cause is a cause that we can deduce via human logic.
所以我们刚刚研究了半天，亚伯的祭为什么被接受？讲到他是态度问题，也是祭物，到底是不是祭物问题？我们不知道，推敲来推敲去，这是叫做第二因，是地上的因果关系。
And so, you know, back when we were analyzing this matter, we were analyzing it via the route of secondary cause.
好，那我们今天就要来看第一因，就是 Reform Theology 里面讲的第一个原因是神在创世以前他做的一些决定。
And so today we're going to look at some primary causes, which is that even before the very creation of the world, God had already laid out a plan.
就好像我们看一出戏一样。
Just as we are watching a movie.
你看戏的时候只能看到台前的这些表演。
That when you're watching a movie, all you can see is what's going on the screen.
那幕后在干什么，你不可能知道的。
You have no idea what's going on backstage.
但是他前台的表现一定是对应他后台的一个设计嘛。
But the what's going on stage has to reflect all of the direction from backstage.
所以我们刚刚看到一直在推敲亚伯跟该隐的问题，是第二因，就是舞台前面我们看得见可以分析的一个因果关系。
So the story of Cain and Abel, we were analyzing what was going on stage.
好，我们现在要把这个幕打开，借着圣经打开我们眼睛，看看这个幕后面到底发生什么事情。
Now we're going to go to other parts of the Bible, and we're going to give you a sneak peek behind the curtain, as it were, to the backstage.
这后幕一打开呢，就讲到第一个原因。
And it opens to the first cause.
请记得，第二因永远是跟着第一个原因来走的。
And so you have to remember that the secondary cause can only come forth from the first cause.
当神在创世以前所决定的一切，那个叫第一个原因。
That because God in eternity has made the first cause.
当他这样子决定以后呢，到了人的时间以内，一定就反映了第一个原因，在地上有陆陆续续就出现了地上的因果关系。
And because of that first cause, then we can have all of the secondary causes.
好，我们先来看第一因。
So let's look at the first cause then.
我们讲到基督的救赎。
When we talk about God's salvation.
在以弗所书第一章四到五节，就是说神在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选我们。
That Ephesians chapter 1 verses 4 to 5 tells us that he chose us in him before the creation of the world.
请记得神拣选我们预定我们得基督的救赎，这是在创立世界以前，在时空以外就决定的。
That God, when God chose us for salvation, this was a decision he made before the creation of the world, before there was even such a thing as time itself.
不要说那个人有没有出生了，整个世界都还没有的时候，神已经计划了。
So before we were born, before the entire universe even came into existence, God already made his plan.
请记得信心产生知识，你要有信心你能才够知道这个事情。
And you must accept this in faith before you can have the knowledge.
OK, 这是神借着圣经打开幕，让我们看到后面我们不可能知道的事情，要靠信心来接受。
So God here is pulling back the curtains a little, and he's letting us see the backstage.
好，那罗马书八章二十九节，他就讲了说，是神所预先知道的人，就预定所有的事情。有一天呢，神在时间以内，就把那个人他预定的人招到他的面前来。
For again, in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brothers.
Okay, 他预先知道的人，他就招他们来。
Since he knew them, he called them forth.
所以这些事情是在时空以外就决定的。
This was a decision made outside of time.
但是在人的时间以内，有因果的关系而发生。
But in human history, it plays out with this long chain of cause and effect.
人的理性这个时候你需要靠信心来征服，因为我们人的理性没有办法了解这些事。
This is something that's beyond our comprehension, and so we must come to accept it by faith.
好，所以我们知道说全人类是神从一本造出万族，当初一开始只造一个人，所以事实上今天全世界所有的人类都只有一个祖先，就是亚当。
That we know God created one man to be the ancestor of all human beings, and so we all share that same ancestor.
啊，这个是血缘，就在血缘上面，我们都只有一个祖先，就是亚当。
And so by physically, we all have one ancestor, that is Adam.
可刚刚我们已经看了前面两处经文里面讲到说，在创立世界以前，就还决定了一些别的事情。
And before the very creation of the entire world itself, God also made a couple of different some decisions.
虽然我们是全部按照血缘来讲，我们出于一个人，但是我们属灵上面有两个不同的源头。
And so though by blood, by physically, we all share the same ancestor, spiritually we may not.
啊，所以在创世纪里面就记载了，当这个到了人间发生事情的时候呢，就有一些我们意外的事件就发生了。
And so in the world,Then we have two classes of people.
好，在创世纪里面很明显的，这个亚当夏娃他受了魔鬼的诱惑，所以就犯罪。
For Adam and Eve fell into sin because of the temptation of Satan.
啊，他犯罪的结果，因为他是人类的代表，所以所有的人呢都归向魔鬼。
And so as the first man and also the representative of all humans, the entire human race fell into sin.
请注意啊，这是第二因，这是地上发生的事情。
So this is a secondary cause that happened.
为什么人会堕落呢？因为他犯罪，所以堕落，所以原来属神的儿女变成属魔鬼。
That why did man fall into sin? He was deceived, he was tempted, he disobeyed God. And so all of mankind has fallen under Satan's banner.
但你要一定要记得我们刚刚一开始读那两节经文，那是幕后的事情，第一个原因。
And so the first, remember what we had just read in the, was the primary cause behind the curtain.
Okay, 所有的事情在这些事情都还没有发生以前，神就已经预定了，有一部分的人神要拯救回来成为他自己的儿女。
That before the very creation of the world, God had already made a determination that he was going to call a group of people to be as his own.
那其他的人就没有在这个神的救赎里面了。
And these other people, they are not a part of that group.
所以在后来犯罪以后，神就预言跟讲到说，女人的后裔跟蛇的后裔之间要彼此为仇。
And so Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers.
好，这里那个仇啊，那个仇，彼此为仇的仇呢，它的原意里面提到的是很明显是谋杀跟凶杀的那种仇恨。
And so this kind of enmity is a murderous kind of enmity.
好，所以在三章十四节，创世纪三章十四节十五节，已经在就讲了，所有事情都没有发生以前就讲了。在将来呢，属神的儿女就是被耶稣基督来赎回的这一批人中间，跟原来属于魔鬼这些人之间，他们会有一个永久的一个仇恨存在。
And so at the very beginning, God already told us there's going to be war.
好，我们有了这些
between the men of God and the men of devil.
好，有了这些经文的基础呢，我们用一些图表来解释一下。
And so now I'm going to give you I'm going to show you in chart form what this looks like.
OK, 亚当神从一本造出万族，那个时候就一个人。
And so God created all mankind through Adam.
好，我用一个红色的，红色代表这个耶稣基督宝血遮盖啊。
And so he's represented in red because he was covered by the blood of Christ.
啊，这个事情，红色这个区呢，在没有亚当没有世界以前就决定了。我们刚刚看的经文是这样说的。
And what the Bible tells us is that.The people who God has determined to be saved were already chosen before the creation of the world itself.
但是时间还没有到的时候，我们看不出来。
But we don't know who those people are until time plays out and they show themselves.
你可以想象就一出戏嘛，这个台前那个剧本要演什么，在后台老早都已经讲好了。
And so this is like watching a show or a movie.That the script has already decided what's going to happen, but you don't know what that script is until it plays itself out.
所以每一个演员出来，他要讲什么话，走到哪边要说什么话，都已经决定了。
That when an actor comes out, he's going to walk to his spot, and he's going to say his lines, and those all have to go according to the script.
然后按照人间这个时间的推移的时候，我们就一步一步看到这些该有的角色呢，就站上他该有的舞台位置。
And as time goes forward, we see every actor step into his role and say his lines.
请记得那个后面那个原因，后面原因讲到说，这两批人，一批是被神拯救的，另外一批呢，是仍然是归在魔鬼手下，这两批人彼此之间会有仇恨。
And so remember though, we have two groups of people, a people who belong to God and a people who do not, and there will be war between them.
好，然后我们马上就看到刚刚我们讲的，这全世界第三个人跟第四个人。
And so we just read the story of Cain and Abel.
好，就是这兄弟两个，亚伯跟该隐。
These two brothers.
好，你可以看到那个在创世以前被拣选的那些人，他就一定是留在耶和华的面前，在耶稣基督的宝血里面的。
That these were people, and so we see how the people who were chosen, that they will remain in the blood of Jesus.
好，两处的经文讲说，到后来，结果时间到的时候，该隐他就会离开耶和华的面。
That and so we and indeed we see as history plays itself out, Cain left the he went out into the wilderness away from God.
那约翰一书里面就讲到说，不要像他一样，他是属恶者。注意啊，属恶者的。
First John chapter 3 verse 12 tells us, "Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one."
亚伯跟该隐在血缘上只有一个父亲。
That though they shared the same father by blood,
在这里讲说属于不同的源头，它的属灵上有两个不同的源头。
Spiritually, they were not from the same source.
啊，虽然肉身是出于一个父亲，但是他在时空以外的时候，他是属于两个不同的源头的。
That though they shared the same physical parent, that they did not have the same spiritual parent.
你看，我把创世纪三章十五节一直放在下面提醒大家。
And so I tell you again, Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.I will put war between you and the woman, between your children and her children.
Okay, 亚伯跟该隐一定是凶杀的。
And so Cain was destined to murder Abel.
再下来。好，亚伯被杀死了怎么办？
So what happened after Abel died?
啊，那这个属神的儿女不就断线了吗？
So what happened to the people of God?
不可能的。
Did their line end there? Of course not.
这幕后决定不是这样嘛？刚刚我们已经看两段经文，不可能。
We know that the script calls for the people of God to persevere.
Okay, 弥赛亚所救赎的选民不会断线的。
That the chosen people of God would not be wiped out.
亚当与妻子同房，又生一个儿子，给他起名叫赛特，意思说神又另外给我个儿子代替亚伯。
And so Adam lay with his wife again, and she gave birth to another child, who they named Seth, and For she said, "This is a son God has given me to replace Abel."
属神的儿女被杀了。
The children of God were murdered.
你杀吧。
Go ahead and murder them.
你再杀再多，神他说已经预定好了，一定他都接续下。你再杀多少，他还是有留余种在这里。
That no matter how hard you try to wipe out the people of God, God will always save a remnant.
你如果仔细看旧约里面，好几次要起来剿灭这个神的选民的时候，都会有奇迹发生。
And so over and over again, we see in the Bible miracles happen whenever the enemies of God's people rise up and try to destroy them.
在地上有一些人间的邪恶，或者不管好事坏事，在那边有一些暂时的因果关系，但是这都是跟着后面那个原本来走的。
And so all of the secondary causes in the world are subservient to that first cause.
好，我们来看那个该隐的后代啊。
So let's look at a couple of Cain's descendants.
啊，这该隐的后代到拉麦之间好几代，哈，好几代。
So you know, a couple generations later, we get to a guy named Lamech.
好，这个拉麦他说什么？他说，壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他给害了。
That I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me.
好，所以说杀该隐就他老祖先啊，遭报七倍，杀我拉麦77倍。
If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times.
青出于蓝胜于蓝呢。
That this guy he claims himself even better than his ancestors.
他的祖先杀了全世界四分之一的人。
That his ancestor killed one fourth of the world population.
你看他说我七十七倍。
That I will be avenged 77 times.
啊，这是他的子孙。
So this is Lamech's descendants.
哎，请记得，他们都是亚当的后代啊。
Now remember, they're all born from Adam.
所以在血缘后裔里面都是出一个子孙，但是他后面有两个不同的属灵源头。
And so, though they were born of the same flesh, the spirit was different.
他如果不在基督宝血这条线里的时候，他出现的现象就可能是那样。
So if you were not born of that, if you are not covered by the blood of Jesus, that's your ultimate destiny.
好，我们再看后面。
So let's continue.
好，看赛特这后面啊。
So what happened to Seth's descendants?
啊，赛特生了以挪士，啊，后来又生了以诺。
And so, Seth's descendants, they went to a man called Enoch.
所以这边讲到说，你可以看到神的选民在后来他赛特的后代里面都是求告耶和华神的。
And the men of Seth were the men who called on the name of the Lord.
然后到了这个以诺的时候，就是我们刚刚读的十一章第五节里面叫以诺与神同行，就是这个人。
And so then we get to a man named Enoch, who also shows up in Hebrews.
对，然后
now Enoch is a man who walked with God.
圣经里面记载他也是一个少数几个没有经历死亡的人啊。
And Enoch is one of the few people in the Bible who did not taste death.
他说神就把他取走了，就是没有经历死亡就走了。
That God took him away without, so he did not experience death.
好，我们再继续往后看。
Let us continue.
而到挪亚方舟，大家都知道，那时候人已经败坏，世界上人已经很多了，但是因为败坏缘故，神就来清场啊。 全部死光，只剩下挪亚一家七口。
And so we know the story of Noah. We know how the whole world was so wicked that God's like, you know, forget this. I'm killing you all and starting over with Noah's family.
啊，我这个图画的不对，应该那个挪亚一个虚线，然后上面就打一个叉，全部死光，就是这个意思。
And so, you know, I did show that in the chart, where, but you know, just imagine a big red X.
啊，全部只剩下七个人，全世界只剩下七个人。
The entire world population went down to 7 people.
啊，那挪亚继续繁衍后代。
And so Noah had children.
啊，你注意啊，有的在红的，就是在基督保险里面，还有的不是啊。
And so there's still of his descendants, there were still some who were part of God's family and some who were not.
啊，在创世纪里面就记载到挪亚的后代闪、含、雅弗，里面特别讲到闪跟含。
And so of the children of Noah, two especially stand out. One was Shem and one was Ham.
挪亚的小儿子就是含呢，犯罪。
That Noah had his youngest was Ham. He sinned against Noah.
所以神给他的咒诅呢，从他的儿子开始，就是迦南。
And so God cursed him through his son called Canaan.
所以含这一族呢，很明显是被摒弃在神的恩典之外。
And so the clan of Canaan, they were excluded from God's grace.
啊，这边有一个小插曲，大家可能不知道，我特别写了，就是含的应该是孙子啊，叫做宁禄。
And so Ham's grandson was a man named Nimrod.
啊，这个宁禄，你看含的儿子是古时，然后生宁禄。啊，这个宁禄呢，他有很多的，他很多国是他的开始的，他国前面有一个叫做巴别。
And Nimrod had many sons, and one of whom eventually founded the Babylonians.
Okay, 所以讲到巴别，大家就知道了。巴别塔那是很有名的一个很邪恶的城市啊。
And so we know about Babel, you know, as in Tower of Babel. They were also a very sinful group of people.
所以巴别这个邪恶的城呢，它的祖先是宁禄。
And so Babel, the founder of Babel, his ancestor was Nimrod.
他是在这韩的后代里面。
And he is among the descendants of Ham.
他不在基督的这个救赎里面，他的表现一定是离弃耶和华的。
And so because he is not one of the chosen people of God, we know that he proves himself such by his actions.
好，我们继续往后看。
So let's continue.
哎，这亚伯拉罕出来了。
And so finally we get to Abraham.
啊，信心之父，我们刚刚已经讲了那个。前面两个信心之主啊，这个信心之父亚伯拉罕出来也是一样，两个孩子，一个以撒，一个以实玛利。
And so of Abraham's sons, we focus on two of them, Isaac and Ishmael.
好，一样的啊，你看我一直把创世纪三章十五节放在下面。
Again, we look back on Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
以撒跟以实玛利都是亚伯拉罕的血缘后裔，只有一个肉身上的父亲。
So Isaac and Ishmael, they were both Abraham's sons by his blood.
但是他出现在人生的舞台上的时候，他表现一定是不一样的。
But when they appear on the stage of history, they will play completely different roles.
因为他的属灵的后裔是不一样的。
For they have a different spiritual source.
啊，以撒就是今天知道这个，你看这个中东一直在打仗啊，一个穆斯林跟这个犹太人为什么打得这个样子
？So Isaac and Ishmael's children are still at war to this very day. If you just look at the Middle East, what's going on right now?
Okay, 以实玛利是今天穆斯林的始祖啊。
For the
所有回教国家的始祖，以实玛利。
For the Muslims, they revere Ishmael as their ancestor.
你看到没有？这个仇杀就一定在那里。
And so the war has remained to this very day.
哎，在下面雅各、以撒两个也是两个孩子，雅各跟以扫。
And even Isaac himself also had two children, Esau and Jacob.
一样，血缘上出于一个父亲，但是属灵上出于两个不同的源头。
That again, by blood they had the same father, but by spirit they were two different sources.
好，罗马书九章十一节、十三节，神已经讲了，一个是我拣选的，一个不是。
Romans chapter 9 spells verses 11 through 13 spells it out for us that God had already chosen these people. One way or another, but before they were born, before they had done anything, good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election might stand.
这想两个小孩都还没生下来的时候，这些都已经决定了。
This was decided before they were even born.
好，那我们再继续看，看到后面大卫到耶稣，好，到耶稣了。
So now let's go all the way to Jesus.
到基督耶稣的时候，多少人要杀他？
How many people wanted to murder Jesus?
哎，你注意看这个约翰福音第八章里面记载很有趣的故事。
So, the Gospel of John chapter 8 tells us.
好，耶稣跟其他法利赛人他们在对话。
Jesus was talking with the Pharisees.
他说：“我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我也是。”
That you know you claim Abraham as your father.
的确是啊，按照家谱血缘上追踪的结果。跟他都是一样，都是血缘后同样一个血缘的后裔。
That yes, physically they were Abraham's descendants. They even had the family trees to prove it.
好，注意耶稣后面讲的是说，你们出于你们的父魔鬼。
But what he tells them is, no, your real father is the devil.
你们的父，你说肉身上是亚伯拉罕，但事实上你们属灵的父亲是那个说谎之父呢，就是魔鬼。
That though you claim yourselves.Physical descendants of Abraham, your spiritual father is the father of lies.
你注意创世纪三章十五节，我还是放在这里，凶杀必定不止息的在这两个群体当中发生。
So again, there was war between the children of Eve and the children of the devil.
好，今天我们来看这个题目的做结论的时候说，今天我们要谈到神面前来的人。
And so today, let's bring this back to the present day as someone who comes before God.
哪些人会到神面前来呢？
Who are those people who come before God?
刚刚我们已经读了这个经文，是神所预先知道，在时间到的时候呢，神就召他出来。
That when the time comes, God will call them before Him.
这些是在创世以前就决定被选召的人。
That they were people decided before the creation of God, the world itself.
他们不是凭自己的行为，因为还没有发生，他不能够靠他自己做什么来决定。
It could not have been by their works because the whole world had not yet even been created yet.
啊，他是凭应许来做神的儿女啊。
That they were children of promise.
Okay, 人不能够靠自己所要，人不可能靠自己呢来预备神所要的祭啊。
For it is not by your works that you can prepare an offering pleasing to God.
我们现在回来谈我们刚刚讲一开始的时候那很难的这个亚伯的祭为什么被接受的问题。
So why was Abram, why was Abel's sacrifice acceptable before God?
你看这出戏在舞台前面，我们看到的就是一个刚好是农夫，另外一个刚刚好就是放羊的。
And so we have two characters here, one who was a shepherd and one who was a farmer.
什么叫刚刚好呢？
So what's, you know, what, how did they just happen to be those jobs?
那是对一个看戏的人看到舞台上表演，这个人刚好是这个角色，那个人是刚好那个角色。
And so, you know, they were cast in those roles. One guy has this job and one guy has the other job.
没有刚刚好这种事。
But we know that there's no such thing as coincidence.
我们刚刚已经看了好几句经文，在这个幕后，神在创立世界以前就已经做了很多的决定了。
That the director behind the scenes already made a decision before the creation of the world.
亚伯以畜牧为业是神的预备。
That God, it was God's intention for Abel to be a shepherd.
亚伯的祭之所以会被接受，不是他个人，他刚好选对行业的问题。
So it wasn't because Abraham, it wasn't because Abel had any kind of foresight to pick the right job.
而是神所要招的人，神必然把他放在一个位置，让他有神可以接纳他的余地。
That God put him there in that place so that he could be acceptable before God.
我们都是凭应许做儿女的。
We are all children of promise.
所以我们虽然是肉身上是来自一个祖先，但是我们知道我们是属神的儿女。
So though physically we come from a certain our ancestors, spiritually we are God's children.
刚刚读的经文最后一节讲到说，人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
That without faith we cannot please God.
到神面前来的人必须要信有神。
For those who come to before him must believe that he exists.
这节经文我们通常怎么理解呢？
How do we understand this?
我想说好像说神要接纳他只接纳有信心的人，对不对？
That okay, God only accepts the faithful.
我有信心我才可以到神的面前来。
If I don't, I can only come before God if I have faith.
这出经文如果只这样看的话，的确是这样理解的。
That's how we are to understand it.
那我没有信心我怎么办？
I don't have faith. What do I do now?
到神面前来的人，事实上我们刚刚看那么多的后面的原因的时候，到神面前来的人，他有信心，这个信心是一个他共同的一个见证而已。
That the people who can come before God, their faith is just there as a witness.
他有一个，凡是到神面前来，都一定会出现说有一个共同的见证，就是他带着神所已经预备好的礼物，那就是一个指向基督的信心。
That they come before God with an offering that God already prepared for them, which is Christ.
刚刚十一章第四节已经讲了，神就指着他的礼物说，这是见证。
That God pointed to this gift as the witness.
啊，这个见证叫做称义的见证。
The witness of justification.
这不是因为亚伯刚好选对了职业，或者他怎么样子，所以他得到这样恩典。这是在神已经在事先没有发生以前，已经先爱这个人了。
That so God chose this person, not because he just happened to choose the right job, but God selected him before the creation of the world itself.
这是人的理性上一个非常能够很难过去的一个关卡。
This is a very difficult obstacle to overcome in our minds.
我们到神的面前到底是靠着什么呢？
What do we come before God with?
这边讲了，到神的面前的人，他一定会有信心的。
That anyone who comes before God has faith.
但是信心是不是他得见神的一个许可证呢？
And so, is that some kind of thing we can get on our own ability?
很多年前在 Christmas 的时候，有一部电影叫做 Polar Express.
So a couple of years ago, there was a Christmas movie called The Polar Express.
我非常喜欢那部动画片。
It was an animation of that I liked a lot.
他圣诞节他当然讲就是说有一个列车呢开往北极。
And so, you know, being a Christmas story, it says that this is a railway that goes to the North Pole.
那有几个小孩子呢就上那个车，整个故事是在那个列车里面发生的。
And so a couple of kids, they hopped onto this train to make the trip.
你记得那个主角那男孩子一上车的时候，后来那个查票员来说票。
And so they hopped onto the train, and the ticket taker came, and he's like, "Well, where's your ticket?"
他为什么上那个车？他自己都莫名其妙。但是上去，然后说票。
He didn't even know why he was on this train, and then the man came, and he's like, "Where's your ticket?"
他口袋一伸，哎呦，这口袋破一个洞，哪有票啊
？And so he reached into his pocket. He's like, "Oh no, there's a hole in my pocket. Where's my ticket?"
查票员说，试试看另外一个口袋。
And so the ticket taker is like, "Try your other pocket."
另外一个口袋一探，拿出来一张票。
And he reached in his pocket and he pulled out the ticket.
是要有票才可以上车，对吗？
You have to have the ticket to get in the train, right?
是对的。
Yes.
他一定查票员一定查你那个票的。
Because the ticket taker is going to come and he's going to ask for it.
但这个孩子上去之前，他根本不知道有票。
But this kid didn't even know that a ticket existed before he got onto the train.
没错，上去的人一定会要有票。
Yes, and so that is the way it is with faith, that you need that ticket of faith.
但他上去的时候才发现他票已经在他口袋里面。
But it's only when you get in the train that you realize, oh, it's been here all the time.
另外还有一个主角，一个女孩子，不是也是这样吗？
Isn't it the same with the other character?
他的票还飞掉了，对不对？那个车子就不小心的飞掉了，飞出那火车列车外面了。
She lost her ticket. It flew out of the window.
那画的真好啊！你真的要去看那个票，就飞到处乱飞，飞到山谷，还有一群狼啊什么的，那个野兽什么的。
And you guys really should see this movie. It's awesome animation. All right, like they show this ticket just flying out into the mountains, and there's wolves and all sorts of things going on.
那查票员来说票。
And the ticket taker comes and he's like, "Where's your ticket?"
那个男孩说飞了。
And like, and the little boy's like, "It flew away."
票飞了怎么办
？So what do you do now？
你看后来那个票飞，后来飞回那个票，不管怎么了，就后来又飞回那个列车，对不对
？And so that ticket ended up back on the train。
还有一个小男孩。
And there was another kid。
本来要上车，他本来已经决定不上车了。
He wasn't going to go。
那后来那里面那个小男孩跟他招手，他不知道车已经开动的时候，他说我要上去。
And so he changed his mind just as the train is pulling out of the station.
后来不是后来在后面一直跑一直追，对不对
？And he's chasing after the train.
就这车停下来让他上去。
And the train stopped and let him on.
你看这个动画片里面告诉我们什么
？What is the story telling us?
我们每一个人认识耶稣基督，
for us to come to know Jesus Christ.
难道不都是这样吗
？Isn't that how we ended up? Believing?
我们进来的时候几乎都是莫名其妙的。
That all of us, we all came in not really knowing why.
但是当你进来以后，你才发现说，神给你预备的礼物早已经在你的口袋里面。
That when we, but when we make that first leap, then we realize that God's actually prepared us to take that leap in the first place.
所以你说我很想到神面前，但是我没有信心怎么办？
So if you're in that state of life now where you say, okay, I want to come before God, but how do I get that faith?
我想要上车，但是我没有票怎么办？
I want in on this train. I don't have a ticket. What do I do?
这是你在人间第二个因果关系里面转的时候，你转不出来的。
So this is an answer you will never get because you're trying to look for the primary cause and the secondary cause.
一个愿意到神面前来的人，没有人可以拦阻的。
But the one who wants to come before God, no one can stop him.
这里面记载说有一个父亲，他说我信，但是我信不足，求你帮助我。
That the Gospels records the account of a man who says, I believe, help my unbelief.
神一样接纳他。
And God accepted that.
信心不是他努力得来的。
For faith is not something he can earn.
而是神老早已经放在他心里的。
But it is something God has already prepared for him.
你有信心吗？
Do you have faith?
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
主啊，当我们今天把布幕打开的时候，我们才发现你给我们的爱是何等的长阔高深。
It is only when we open the curtains and we peek backstage that we realize how great your love is for us.
我们当中哪一个人起初到你面前是一个存着一个纯正的信心呢？
How many of us could truly, honestly say to ourselves that we had come before you with a pure faith?
我们都是讲到很多很多，因为这个，因为那个，很多人间的巧合，我就到了教会，我就信了耶稣。
That for us it seems, oh, you know, by happenstance, by circumstance, we just so ended up in church.
但事实上，我们今天看到这些经文说不是这样。
But these verses tell us, no, that is not so.
在创立世界以前，神已经爱我们。
That we were loved before the very creation of the world.
你若是神的儿女，在你做仇敌的时候，基督已经为你死在十字架上了。
If you are a child of God, God has already sent Christ Jesus to die for you when you were His enemy.
求主帮助我们。
And so, Lord, help us.
让我们有指向基督的信心，到耶稣基督的面前。
Help our unbelief that we can have the faith to come before Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.